Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little over a week away from Thanksgiving, we just want to say thank you to the people who listen to the Brett Maga Show every single day. We do appreciate it. One of the ways we can say thank you is just for listening on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, you instantly qualify for Taylor Swift tickets, the last stop of the Eras Tour, so that's a way to say thank you. But it really does mean a lot to us. What we've been doing every single day this week is writing thank you letters to one particular person in our life that we just want to say thank you, taking that moment. And we challenge you kind of to try to do the same, because it really does. It's awesome. The people do appreciate these letters. And so, you know, I wrote mine to God, not to brag or anything. but I did. I felt like I needed to, you know, appreciate the things that I can't control. And I'm always trying to control things. Hannah wrote it to her sister-in-law, who helped her during a bad breakup. Kevin, who are you writing your letter to?
Well, I hope she's listening, because I've been texting between and I got the heart emoji back. It's to my Aunt Bev.
Okay.
So, dear Aunt Bev, I don't think I've ever really said thank you for all the love and support you have shown to Sarah, Kennedy, Jackson, and me over the years. You have meant so much to our family, so I think it's about time to say thank you. Thank you for all the holiday celebrations that we have enjoyed together. From Thanksgivings, to Easters, to 4th of Julys, to Christmases, we've always enjoyed sharing them with you and yours. The kids still talk about that one Easter over at Aunt Bev's with the plastic trucks and money-filled eggs. We can't forget about all the wonderful 4th of July celebrations we've enjoyed together at your son Dave's place every year. And one of my fondest Christmas memories is that year when I was little, we came to visit you over the holiday, and you gave my brothers and me Shogun Warriors, the die-cast metal ones that actually fired missiles. That was so cool.
I love that.
Aunt Bev, thank you for attending all my kids' events that we have asked you to attend. From concerts, to dance recitals, to graduations, it was always appreciated that Aunt Bev was in the stands cheering along, especially after Mom passed. Thank you for being that surrogate mother and grandmother after Mom died. I never really realized how difficult it must be to lose a sister, especially a twin sister. But you just kept asking if we needed anything and stepping in and filling that huge hole and role. Mom loved you so much. And yes, you are so much like her, but in all the good ways. I greatly appreciate the stories about my mom you've shared and how you two grew up together. I keep learning new things about Mom that I never even knew. Did I just miss Mom telling me about her playing the saxophone in the high school band? And if I did, you were there to remind me of that and so much more. Aunt Bev, I cannot thank you enough for your continued support and advice. You were so helpful to me several years ago after my work family suddenly changed, and I was not happy. You told me to control what I can control. You told me how good I am at what I do and to not let unwanted change get in the way of your happiness. You told me to be patient, and in time, things at work will get better. And things at work did get way better. So, Aunt Bev, thank you for all the love that you have given and continue to give to my family and to me. And I hope that I just get a little better at giving some of that love back to you. All my love. Your favorite nephew, at least after reading this, Kevin.
So sweet.
How does it feel to read it? And then know that she was listening, too. God was listening to me, too.
I'll tell you, I've practiced this over and over again, and man, I'm just glad I got through it without crying. It was difficult because she has been there for so many things, especially after my mom passed. But I think about the time she was there with my mom and about all the exciting visits we had over the holidays, especially around Thanksgiving. We would come in from Hannibal. We would go to her house. We always got to enjoy her and the kids and play around, and we spent time with them so much. They would come in too. It was just awesome. And now that mom's gone, she's just been there. And it was funny. I was telling my daughter, I said, Kennedy, I'm going to thank Aunt Bev on the air. And she was like, well, good, man. Give her a thank you for me. She's been great. I'm so glad she comes to our stuff. I'm so glad she's appreciated. You know, I'm just terrible about always inviting her. I'm just terrible about remembering, hey, we're going to my sister's for Thanksgiving. Do you need a ride? Yeah. You know? And that's what I want to be better at.
One of the things that stood out to me is, you know, like those, when we're all going through like this grief journey and people are going through hard times, there's always, everyone has that one person who just seems to step up.
Yeah.
And then when you look back after like the wave of grief or whatever hardship or stress you're dealing with, you think about that person that usually stepped up and you think about what they were probably going through and no one even realized or thought about them.
Right.
Like a line that stood out to me was like, what it feels like to lose a sister. Like all she kept doing was being there for everyone else, but she was probably struggling herself. She just lost her twin sister.
And just the other day we were talking about my mom and she goes, Kevin, I can't talk about that. That's too hard for me. And I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I never really realized that how difficult it is for that. So, you know, I mean, and the fact that, you know, she's an awesome grandma to her, you know, to her grandchildren, but has become that surrogate grandma to mine.
I love that.
It's just awesome.
Beautiful.
It's just
story.
Awesome.
Alex will read his letter tomorrow. And then AB, who said that she had not written a single word
yet. I wrote it yesterday, actually, after the show.
Where are you at with it?
I think it's good.
You finished it?
Pretty much, yeah.
It is the biggest feel. Do you feel like...
There's a relief.
Really? You don't have that feeling yet, AB.
No.
You're the only one in the room, actually, right now that has no idea what it feels like to be like, glad my letter is done. It was awesome. Still challenge you to do it. You will feel great afterwards, like Hannah, myself, and Kevin do. But doing it, you're probably going to be in the situation of AB. You procrastinate. You struggle with writing it. So we challenge you to do it yourself. Thanksgiving is a perfect way to do it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.